Cooking to Bridge Divides. I'm David Brancaccio. First, Salesforce wants to buy the business messaging app Slack for big money, nearly $28 billion. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra joins us. Mariel, Salesforce has really woven itself into the work life of so many.
Right. If you work in sales or marketing, it's very likely that you use Salesforce's software to keep track of your customers. It's kind of like a sophisticated Rolodex. You can see a customer's name, what they bought, what they paid, when, if they had any customer service issues, stuff like that. And Salesforce software can also do data analysis and other things. So it's a competitor to Microsoft. Slack, on the other hand, touts itself as an alternative to email. It's a messaging platform that you can use on your phone or your computer. Imagine GChat, or to go way back, AOL Instant Messenger, except with your coworkers, and you often chat in groups, and it allows you to acknowledge someone's message without saying anything. So you can just like it or send a smiley face or whatever. Really, in a world where you're forced to work from home, it replaces those kind of casual office interactions where you used to talk over your cubicle or wander by somebody's desk to chat about something.
And how do Slack and Salesforce actually make money?
Through subscriptions. Salesforce has more than 150,000 customers, including big companies like Amazon and Adidas, and Slack sells subscriptions to companies as well.
Mariel, thank you. Ahead of the big Friday jobs report for November, the payroll company ADP says its count shows new hires fell by 17% last month. British drug regulators have become the first in the world to approve a coronavirus vaccine, the one that tested more than 90% effective by Pfizer of New York and BioNTech of Germany. The BBC's Hugh Pym says the first shots in the UK should start next week.
The government has ordered 10 million doses to arrive before the end of the year and a further 30 million next year. A much larger order was placed for the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, which is still being assessed by the MHRA. And it seems likely, if approved, it'll be used for the wider population.
This vaccine has to be kept super cold, so fully equipped hospitals in Britain will administer the first rounds. China and Russia have started giving their own vaccines without waiting for human trials to finish. James Beard award-winning chef Marcus Samuelson has recently added a new feather to his toque, brand advisor at Bon Appetit. He joined the magazine this summer, about the same time as new editor-in-chief Don Davis, who is managing a new approach there, after the previous boss quit amid anger among staffers at Condé Nast Company's food brands over racial insensitivity and how people of color are treated and paid. Chef Samuelson, who also has a new cookbook featuring the work of black chefs, joins us here. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. Excited to be on.
I'd like to talk about the joy of the holidays, but this winter is going to be, what would you say, awful for restaurants and restaurant workers?
Well, I think it's by far the toughest winter that we've gone through as an industry. It's very important as chefs and as community to support each other, support one another, and coming up with inventive ways to how do we navigate, because there's definitely hope. You know, there is a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel here, but it's about how do we navigate through these tough times, and particularly for Black and BIPOC businesses, because, you know, historically it's always been harder for Black and Brown communities to have access to finances and start the business. So I'm very worried for my friends and colleagues, but there is some light by the end of the tunnel.
You're also trying to push for cultural change in the restaurant industry, the food media industry. You're playing a new role at Bon Appetit magazine. Among the roles there, brand advisor. What's the problem that you're trying to help them solve over there?
You know, when I started in the middle of summer and got the support from Anna Wintour and her team, was really to transform and to be part of the transformation. And it has been everything from the new chefs that's going to be on BonAppetit.com and on Condé Nast. And we have a whole new roster of chefs coming in there, which is much more BIPOC and so on. But then also in leadership, and not just sprinkle diversity to already established incredible magazine and brand, but actually be part of a transformation. And it couldn't have been done without the leadership from Bon Appetit and Condé Nast.
Now, Chef Samuelson, there's so much going on. You know, this pandemic, there's this new energy in the social justice movement. But among other things, you want us to cook?
Yes, absolutely. The way we engage in race and culture hasn't worked. Cooking could be this incredible, delicious way where we can talk about each other's race, identity, culture in the most delicious way. How incredible to take this holiday season and, you know, not only cook from the rice, but actually ask curious questions around Black cooking in America. Why is it that these stories are not household names? How can we broadcast it? How can we upload it? Because it's America's food.
Marcus Samuelson, chef extraordinaire, guest edited the holiday edition of Bon Appetit magazine. And his new book is called The Rise, Black Cooks and the Soul of American Food, a cookbook written with Osei Enderlin. Chef Samuelson, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Now, I also spoke with Bon Appetit's new editor-in-chief, Don Davis, about changing a work culture and the culture at large. If you missed that on the air, you can listen online, marketplace.org, where there is also a link to a Chef Samuelson recipe, short ribs. I see scotch bonnet chilies in there, cloves, paprika. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.